Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Friday edition. The bye week for everybody, including Wilde and Tausch edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, the ESPN app, Wisconsin On Demand, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, live video streaming on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. My name is Jesse Nelson. I'm usually the producer of this show. Today and yesterday, I slide over into the host chair while Jason Wilde is on assignment, although he is scheduled to appear a little bit later in the show today. That's nice of him. Tausch has the day off. Much deserved. Old T's a grinder. And they asked me, who do you want to do the show with on Friday? You have ultimate say in who you want to do the show with on Friday. And I said, awesome, Brian Bulaga. He was out, unavailable. I said, okay, that's fine. Matt Hamilton. Yeah, he's off for like the eighth straight week. Molly Brown. She'd be fun. Too pregnant. Brad Nortman. No, he's got the day off too. The YouTube commenters. No. I said, fine, just give me whoever you got. And we got Jim Rutledge from Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. Hey, Jim!
Jim Rutledge, FAU. My best Brian Bulaga impersonation there. So, yeah, you're stuck with me. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Everyone is thrilled that I am here, I'm sure.
You are pulling double duty today, doing this show and your show, Jim, Matt, and Molly, which is at 4 o'clock every weekday afternoon on ESPN Madison.
People like me.
People do like me. You're going to get a lot of me today. And actually, I tape a home remodeling show right after this show. So I will be a good time, old school, like 6 hours of content today. So, yeah, everyone, you know, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Everyone wanted me here. We get lots of phone calls talking about how much people like me. And here I am. I'm finally back on Wilde and Tausch. For the first time, I think, maybe ever, that it's actually Wilde and Tausch, because there's been times where it's been the Rutledge and Hamilton. I don't think we've actually done a Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover yet.
Yeah, I don't think that's happened yet.
But
Tausch works too hard. He doesn't take any days.
But we're Coors Light friends. We're presented by Coors Light. You guys presented by Coors Light. So anytime I can be a part of a show where Coors Light is involved, I'm in.
And that's how we're paying you today. The Matt Hamilton special. We're paying you in Coors Light.
What do you think's in my Iron Jock cup right now?
844-770-3776 is your way into the show, which we should probably open up early in case anyone does want to let Jim know how they feel about him as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Riley Yauch is also producing today's show. Good morning, Riley. Thank you for being here on a Friday morning.
Of course. I'm used to being here on Fridays. So. Now,
and you're pulling double
it's just
duty.
Normal.
So we're all pulling double duty today. Jim's got his show in the afternoon. Riley's doing this show, and then he's got high school football tonight on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. I've got Badger volleyball. Look at us, hard working folks. Woo. At the old ESPN Madison office tonight.
Can I say that I love Riley's fit? It's Rangers, which is not obviously a fan base that we reach a lot of, but the colorway is elite. It's that baby blue. It's not, obviously, I wouldn't call it a Carolina blue since it's not Carolina, but it's pretty dang close. And he's looking good. The young fella has brought it today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll try and get myself on the video stream.
Yeah, we'll get you on the video stream for those joining us on YouTube and on the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed and Facebook page. There he is, Texas Rangers baby blue. Why? Why do you have Texas Rangers baby blue? And why do you have a sweatshirt that matches it that you're wearing underneath it?
So the sweatshirt I got at a discount for $20. So I got the sweatshirt because it was cheap, and I got the jersey. Because, so, for context, yesterday, Shin-Soo Choo, Major League Baseball legend, retired yesterday. So, I happen to have this jersey, decided to wear it. That's why I wore it. I bought it because I did a dynasty a few years ago in MLB The Show with
I'm
the Rangers, and I got
it.
Shin-Soo Choo. There we go.
You know what? I don't understand that completely.
I do. Your fault.
I owned a Maryland hat that I wore into the ground in ragged because they won... a bracket for me. I picked them to win the national title, and they won a bracket for me. So I, way back in the day, Stevie franchise time, they won me some money. So I had a Maryland hat in honor of that. I don't have anything for video games. Yeah. Maybe I'll get an Arizona. I'm coaching Arizona right now in NCAA.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll
there
go get an Arizona shirt sometime.
I was actually reminiscing last night. We had a team happy hour last night, and we were out at Vintage Brewing Company here next door to the ESPN Madison office, and the Appalachian State Coastal Carolina Thursday night college football game came on ESPN. And last year, playing Prize Picks during the 12 days of Picksmas, I had a huge win, biggest win I've ever had on Prize Picks, thanks to Coastal Carolina's backup quarterback's rushing yards in the Hawaii Bowl on December 23rd. I was up till 1 in the morning by myself because my wife and our dog were up at her family's getting ready for Christmas. I'm by myself at home sweating out Coastal Carolina's rushing yards for their backup quarterback in the Hawaii Bowl. And I ended up having a huge win. I'm like, I'm going to buy some kind of Coastal Carolina Hawaii Bowl like garb to celebrate this occasion. Like, this is one that's going to go down in history. What's your most random jersey you have? 844-770-3776. What the heck? We'll have some fun while we take over Wildy and Tausch today. Jesse Nelson, Jim Rutledge, Riley Yauch decked out in his Shin-Soo Choo Texas Rangers jersey here on Wildy and Tausch. All right. So Jim Rutledge is with us today, and what an occasion. We have a big show planned for you, by the way. Chris Carlin of ESPN Radio, Carlin versus Joe, now heard weekdays noon to 2, scheduled to appear coming up a little later this hour, and Jason Wilde for all of his Packers insight. He said, my Evan Williams take was too ridiculous yesterday, even though I feel like I was falsely painted for what my take was. So he will be joining us to correct some of the Packers conversation that's been had around here coming up, I think, at 10:30 this morning, I should say. Jim, you are the noted ESPN Madison. An ESPN Wisconsin Chicago Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
I'm good. You know one thing, though, yes, about the most random jerseys.
Jersey, yeah, okay, let's go to the jerseys.
Being a Bears fan, if I was inclined, now I have not bought a lot of these jerseys, but you know, a lot of these jerseys, if you're going random jerseys, it's having stuff that's just out of left field.
Yes.
And so, like,
yes.
As a Bears fan, you could really compile a pretty impressive collection of jerseys. Cordell Stewart with the Chicago Bears, that's a pretty...
about that being a thing. Yeah.
Chris Chandler with the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Milton legend Dave Craig with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Milton College, baby. Go Wildcats.
Notre Dame star Rick Meyer jersey with Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Brian Greasy, Chicago Bears jersey. Doug Flutie, Chicago Bears jersey. I mean, if you wanted to just get a collection, Jason Campbell of the Commanders fame back in the day, he played
Jason
for...
Jason Campbell had a stint with the Bears?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you want to really pull some rando jerseys... you could do a lot worse than the Chicago Bears. That's the one thing we got going for us. There's a lot of names on this list, but I think those are the names that I think kind of resonate across. Oh, Matt Barkley. Remember
Matt
him?
Matt Barkley.
That guy was a little bit of a college legend.
I was about to drop Kyle Ortoni, but that's not that random. He was actually the starter for a few years.
No, there's a few. I mean, Josh McCown, like those guys at least are out. Chase Daniel, Jimmy Clausen, and Matt Barkley are some good ones too.
Caleb Haney, NFC championship game
Collins.
Legend.
Yeah, you got Nick Foles. Craig Krenzel. I mean, there's some Kate McNown. I mean, those are more Eric Kramer, Jim Harbaugh. Like, those are like actual jerseys. But like, when you're pulling out a Chris Chandler Bears jersey, like that would be a find at like a Goodwill type store.
I hope this answers the question from Jerriad in Canton, Ohio, on our ESPN Madison or ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line 844-770-3776. In quotes, best Bears jersey Jim's ever owned. What is it? Any of those guys?
Well, Well, I was given a Brian Urlacher jersey. I don't wear it anymore.
Okay.
Obvious reason. So now I bought myself my first ever jersey, and it's a Caleb Williams jersey. And I'll be honest, I'm honestly super excited. He does seem like a quarterback that is not going to have a great year, but he looks like a guy that's going to be better than the Bears have had. Now, that's not a high bar. But, I mean, Packer fans can saw what Jordan Love did in his fourth year in a system last year, and he still had ups and downs. Unfortunately, I do think Caleb's going to have a whole new coaching staff, and he'll have to work through that next year. But the thing with a guy like Caleb, which is different than Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields, is those guys needed to sit if they had any chance to succeed. I don't think Caleb needs to sit to succeed. He probably could have had a higher ceiling or gotten, you know, a hotter start if he sat a little bit. But I do think that the Bears have everything right except for the head coach, and mainly because he picked the wrong offense coordinator. So I do think Chicago will be in the mix going forward. This year, Eberflus, I mean, it's just, you say his name. Honestly, I think there's something to be said. Now, you could have said this with LaFleur. Like, if LaFleur was a bad coach, everybody would be like, LaFleur, stinks. Like, but he's good, so you're in on it. But, like, Eberflus, like, ugh. Like, he's like, Eberflus? Yuck.
For those who haven't heard Jim, Matt, and Molly in the afternoons on ESPN Madison, no show is more, I don't know if obsessed, infatuated with names than you guys are. I mean, you fit well in on Wilde and Tausch just naming random Bears players from the 90s up to the present. Like, that fits perfectly with what Jason and Tausch have been doing lately on this show. But you guys were diving into just your names alone. Jim, Matt, and Molly. Like, you guys were diving into that.
Like, Riley's got the only somewhat cool name. I mean, Jesse, Mark, Jason.
See, I mean, it's just this show is obsessed with names. I don't know what your deal is with
this. We got
this.
A bunch of stupid names. They're boring. and we talked about it in the NFC North that, like, I think the future of the NFC North has more young millennial-type names. We got Jordan, and you got Caleb. Those are names that could possibly be in my kids' class, and I have an 11 and 7-year-old.
I mean, they're still generic names. It's just generationally the new generation's names.
James has been around, literally since the beginning of time.
Yeah, but they're not a bunch of Jims running around third grade right now.
Right, but our
maybe
audience.
Maybe some James running around third grade, though. Then they become Jims.
Right. Jared, I think, is borderline millennial and Gen X, but, like, obviously, there's just some bleh names. Sam Darnold. We did a whole thing. Like, the NFC North got pretty meh.
So where's JJ then, when JJ McCarthy becomes
JJ
the starter?
Oh, JJ is such, I mean, that's like JJ Watt. Like, JJ's such like a, I went to school with JJs. Like, I just think, like, I wish I had a cooler name. Like, I'm just Jim. It's just like, just Ken, just Jim. I might as well just be like, thank God my name's not Ken, so I'm not like a Barbie doll, but like Jim, Ken, Jesse, what's the difference? Riley's got a cool name.
And that's your assessment of the Chicago Bears at the midpoint of the NFL season, according to Jim Rutledge. 844-770-3776. Oh my gosh.
Fire Floosh. Rolls off the tongue. He's got the right name for it.
So I know with no Packers game, with no Badgers football game this weekend, like the big game that I think many Packers fans will be watching is, sadly, Bears-Patriots at noon on Sunday afternoon. And the big storyline heading into it that I've been asked by several of my friends who, you know, are Bears fans. I went to college in Illinois, so I'm around a bunch of Bears fans and a group text and whatnot. The big conversation is, if the Bears lose on Sunday, do they fire Matt Eberflus on the spot right away? Does it happen if they lose to the Patriots? The Patriots are sad.
It depends if some of their borderline, like, this Patriots game is somewhat of a turning point for the Bears and the idea that what's going to happen with the staff. So far, the Bears have been able to beat bad teams. When they play good teams, they can't win. Caleb Williams is still set to break every Bears rookie quarterback record. He might still break some non-rookie quarterback records for passing stats for the Chicago Bears. So it's not what I think we want, but I still think, like, he's trending in the right direction. But Eberflus and Shane Waldron, there's been multiple team meetings. If this team loses, I would imagine the first step would be demoting Shane Waldron. They have Thomas Brown, and deep cut Badger fans know that Thomas Brown was the Badgers running back coach for a year here under Gary Anderson. But Thomas Brown called plays out in Carolina last year, so he's got some experience. They could elevate him and demote or fire Shane Waldron. But as soon as that happens, Eberflus is on his way out. But Chicago,
I don't think ever has fired a coach midseason. I don't really understand the point of doing it. Unless you're going to fire Eberflus and bring in like Belichick or Salah like right now, what's the point?
There's nobody on staff that would be in the running to be the next head coach. Like, that would be the reason to do it midseason, right?
No, or, and the next coach of the Chicago Bears should absolutely be Ben Johnson. He's been connected to them last offseason, the offensive coordinator for the Lions. So if they screw that up, that's a major F on them. But I would say that, no, there's nobody. And I'm a huge Thomas Brown stan. But if he took over as play caller or head coach, like, maybe he could make a big run and maybe he saves his job and maybe people get behind him. But that's a big leap for him to make.
So, and I guess that's the only reason you would want to make the decision in the middle of the season is either if you think someone on staff could be the next head coach or if you think that firing the coach is going to fire this team up to be a playoff team. I actually did think coming into this season that your Chicago Bears could be a sneaky playoff team in the NFC this season. And out of the gates, I felt pretty good about that. They've come back down with the Hail Mary and the performance last week in Arizona doesn't look too good for your Bears the rest of this way. But
I had them as I always kind of do like a window for the team. So like I had the Packers as like 9 to 11 wins. I had the Bears at that like 7 to 9 win window. And 7, that's what they won last year, but their schedule might have been easier. They had and like if 7 gets Eberflus fired. So I had them like, yeah, they could get 9 and kind of do what the Packers did last year and sneak their way into the playoffs if other teams falter. Because, I mean, Minnesota would have been in the playoffs last year. Kirk Cousins didn't get hurt. The Packers would have been out. But, like, those are things that, like, could have broken the Bears' win way and they could have gotten 9 wins. That was, like, the most realistic window. But I also wasn't blown away by 7. Obviously, if they start losing more and if they lose to New England, then yes, there could be a new head coach on the sideline for the Chicago Bears when they play the Packers. The flip side of it is, and this is the more mind-blowing part, if the Bears win, the Bears host the Packers. The Bears have not lost at Soldier Field since they lost to the Packers the last time. I think they're at 10 wins in a row if they beat New England, which means the loser of that game is in last place in the North. Like, that is the more wild part to me, that the Packers could be battling the Chicago Bears for last place in the North next Sunday at Soldier Field.
Well, I didn't think of that. Thank you for pointing that out. And that suddenly makes this weekend's game against the Patriots that much more interesting. Win, and it's for last place in the North next week.
The Packers have 3 losses. The Bears have 4. The Bears would be 5-4. The Packers are 6-4 or 6-3.
6-3.
They would fall to 6-4. And the Bears.
So this is a potential fire your coach if you lose. Be in contention for the playoffs if you win game for the Bears against the Patriots Sunday at noon.
I'll say this. If that scenario happens, it says way more about the Packers than the Chicago Bears, especially if that game's won.
So we'll take your thought. I see some questions rolling in on our text line and in the YouTube comments for Jim as our resident Chicago Bears fan. We will roll with those as much as you, the fans, are willing to participate in it. 844-770-3776. We're also taking your most unique jerseys in honor of Riley Auk's Shinsu Chu baby blue Texas Rangers jersey, which no one asked for the backstory of and won't again. We do have a text from Northside Nate here on the text line saying, remember the t-shirt jerseys? I still have a few of those in my closet. My mom came home from the liquidation store with a Jim Tomey t-shirt jersey, but Tomey was missing the H, and that's how we do it. T-O-M-E, Jim Tomey.
I was going to say, a Jim Tomey t-shirt jersey, especially with like the White Sox, would be pretty amazing. Because the White Sox, I'm not a fan, but like that black and white is like, that's cool. Like, that just looks like you are just a tough dude. But not if the name's spelled wrong or, I don't know, washed out. I don't know if it was spelled wrong or washed out. I don't know the answer to that one.
We may never know. We'll continue to take your most random jerseys that you own. If you want to send a picture, we can put them up on the video stream as well. That'd be even extra fun. 844-770-3776. You can share those wherever you are. Also, your Bears questions for Jim Rutledge is, with no Packers game, no Badgers game this weekend, it's time to scout the rest of the NFC North and the rest of the NFC. Coming up, we are going to get Jim Rutledge's NFC tiers, which I cannot wait to see how this plays with the Packers fans that listen to this show. So you'll hear that coming up. We'll get into the second half predictions from ESPN's NFL analysts, who I'm sure are going to be dead on with everything they have. Chris Carlin, Jason Wilde scheduled to appear. Some of your Friday favorites, including Feel Good Friday, to wrap up the show. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
we have so many texts rolling in on both the ESPN Wisconsin talking text line and my private talking text line that I don't even have to go check the YouTube comments yet, because you know how much I love hanging out there.
YouTube's not so bad. There's worse places.
You're just sucking up to them because you know they all hate being there.
Do they? I don't even know.
I called them the dwellers the other day, which went over very well.
Wait, so I believe that was the first YouTube comment today, actually. Simply a statement, the dwellers. Yeah, from the Clinkster.
Wait, where do you think the quote-unquote, like, worst social media people live, though?
Twitter.
Yes,
definitely Twitter.
Unquestionably Twitter. I think Instagram and YouTube are the best as far as, like, vibes. TikTok, the algorithm is too on point, so they can just send you and show you whatever you want. Facebook is horrible. Basically, Facebook's horrible for people over 45, and Twitter is horrible for people under 45. So I do use it for work on my work computer. I use the browser, but I've deleted the app. I use Threads and Instagram and YouTube more. It's a video kind of like, so YouTube to me and Instagram have good vibes. If you're going to get mad at people being mean, I would imagine they're the meanest on Twitter.
I will say Instagram, though, if you get to the right, like, real algorithm, they're nasty, too.
I'm just learning Instagram.
Overall, Twitter is the worst.
Yeah. Since we don't have a Wildy and Tausch account yet on Instagram or TikTok, I'm going to say there so that I can say all the other ones are my friends here this morning.
There you go. Perfect.
Jesse Nelson, Jim Rutledge, Riley Yauch. That's the crew today on the Packers and Badgers by Friday. Jason and Tausch on assignment today. They'll both be back on Monday. We'll have the usual crew back with you on Monday morning here on Wildy and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. 844-770-3776 is your way into the show. So we've got kind of dueling things happening right now with Jim Rutledge really as our featured cousin sub of the day. I guess I kind of count, but I'm really on the
show. So where's my sub?
Great question.
I don't even get a sub.
We'll see what we can add. You're putting in a long day. Maybe we'll get some cousin subs a little later this afternoon for the afternoon crew.
Come on, Justin. All right.
So let's start with our guy up north, neighbor Joe, who's been helping us with the trivia questions on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. He texts me. He has a vintage 1970s Leicester City jersey, which, like, Leicester City, I didn't know.
I don't know what that means. What is that?
That's from the Premier League across the pond. I didn't know Leicester City was even a thing until, like, 10 years ago when they had, like, the biggest upset in history winning that league. And then he said his wife also has a Jake Kumerow Packers jersey, which I know you'll be a big fan of, Jim.
Yeah. Jake Abadaris. I mean, it's the same difference.
We're also taking
Janice in there. Jacob Jeffrey Abadaris jersey.
We're also taking questions for Jim Rutledge as our resident ESPN Wisconsin Bears fan today at 844-770-3776. I will skip over Jerry Odds asking, Jim doesn't own a Tyreek Stevenson Chicago Bears jersey?
I do not.
After his effort in the Hail Mary play against the Washington Commanders a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was not great.
Matt and West Bend text in, do Bears fans think they picked the wrong quarterback?
No. Now, could they? Because here's the. If you wanted to go truly nihilistic into what Bears fans think.
And just for context, yes. I don't think Matt's asking this like because Caleb Williams. Yes. Just because Jaden Daniels is so good and leading the Commanders where they are right now.
So there's a couple things here. You could go nihilistic Bears fans that there are some out there. I'm trying to avoid that. Like, whoever's coming to Chicago is just going to be bad. Like, it's just nihilistic. Everything's bad. If Jaden Daniels came here, Caleb would be slinging it out in Washington. But I think they hired the wrong OC. Cliff Kingsbury, who they interviewed, who apparently they were so rude to that he really wanted to stick it to them when they played Washington. They basically brought him in to ask him about Caleb, and then he got the job with Washington. Long term, I don't know what Jaden Daniels would be. The offense is very one read, let it rip, or run, sort of. Passing stats are really not that different dramatically between Caleb and Jaden Daniels, and you can see Caleb reading the field more. But right now, Washington has built a better system. They have a better offensive line, and they have a better offensive coach, and they're maximizing their quarterback skills better than Chicago is. So the concern more would be the Bears picked the wrong OC, which is then going to get their coach fired, which means they have to start the whole thing over. So nihilistically, no matter who goes to Chicago, could be bad, but more realistically, the Bears screwed up the offensive coordinator hire.
844-770-3776. Joe in Minneapolis texts in contention for most random Packers jersey. For reasons I don't fully remember, I have a Bill Schrader jersey. Remember him, the wide receiver?
Oh, yeah.
Often, he is very different than Bill Schroeder, the Brewers TV network analyst.
Is he a lacrosse guy? Bill Schrader?
Bill Schrader. I don't remember. I was in like second grade. My dad and I got my mom a Bill Schrader Packers jersey back in the day as well.
When I did my college tour, I did 1 year in La Crosse, and I remember seeing his jersey on the Wall of Fame. And I was correct. He was a member of the La Crosse football and track team as well.
844-770-3776. Keep them coming on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line, the YouTube comments, Twitter, Facebook, all the great social media platforms, wherever you want to join us today, sharing your most random jerseys that you have in honor of Riley Yauch's Shinsu Chu Texas Rangers jersey. Now, I knew this was going to come up at some point because you just bought a Caleb Williams jersey, Jim.
Yep.
I have not bought a jersey with a player in a long time. I bought a generic Brewers like retro jersey. It's the most recent one I bought. It was like a decade ago, okay. But it had no name on the back, so it would be universally good forever. And then after the Ryan Braun situation, that's when I decided I wasn't going to buy jerseys anymore, because just you never know what's going to happen with somebody. Joe in Manitowoc, Texas, and here's a hot take. Jerseys are for players and kids under 12.
I you know what, Joe, and I'm with you on that. And to that point, though, I have two daughters. I'm trying to get them in on the Bears, so I got them some discount Justin Fields jerseys because they don't really care. And then they're asking me if I'll get a jersey. I only wear the jersey either to the office for like the kind of a work uniform sort of gag sort of thing, or at home. So you're talking to a guy who was less than nice when I was younger. And we would, if we saw someone, like a fellow teenager wearing a jersey, we'd be like, oh my God, it's Ray Allen. Ray Allen, let me get your, and we would humiliate that person. So I get it, Joe, and I'm not proud of that, but it's definitely something I used to do. So I'm not one that really is wearing jerseys, but I don't shame anymore. If you want to wear the jersey, just here's the thing. Go a little, I would say the jerseys, the biggest issue with them is fit. Like Matt likes to wear them big. I feel like I'm wearing pajamas. Like if you wear a jersey and they kind of fall all over you and you feel like you're wearing your dad's shirt like when you're a kid. So honestly, that's the bigger issue I have with jerseys.
Your producer in the afternoon, Ryan Primetime Wollersheim, texts us on the private text line. He has a red Philadelphia 76ers Allen Iverson jersey.
I'm jealous.
Which I hope he wears this into the office today. That would be ideal for him for this afternoon show.
I have a Ray Allen Mitchell and Ness jersey that I got at TJ Maxx. I'm a Maxinista. I was blown away. I was I have to have it just for the cost. So, I wear it for Bucks games and then for Bucks type things. If we do at the office, we got a big game coming up or whatever, I'll wear the jersey once in a while.
It's Jesse Nelson and Jim Rutledge in on Wilde and Tausch today. 844-770-3776. Random jerseys, Chicago Bears, with Jim as our resident ESPN Wisconsin Bears fan, and they're playing this weekend. The Packers and Badgers are not. We're kind of all over the place, and I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Riley, what do you answered the phone here. Is this a good idea? He says, okay, it's a good idea. Let's try it. Going to be a quick leash on you, though. Josh in Kenosha, quote, has some Bears takes. He's a Bears fan. All right, Josh, you and Jim, nerd out here. You have your time. Go ahead.
How you doing, Josh?
Good morning. Good. How about you? Good morning, guys.
Hey.
We shouldn't have hired Luke Getsy 2.0.
Yeah.
If I ever see another wide receiver or tight end screen, I might just go blind.
Uh-huh.
And then get some offensive line. I think that might solve some problems.
Yes, I agree with all those things. It seems simple. Hire an offensive coordinator who knows how to call plays and block for your quarterback.
So let me ask both of you guys this question. Because the Bears are over 500 still, right? Or are they at 500? What is their current record?
They're 500.
They're currently 4-4.
4-4 they are. So if they win against the Patriots, which they should this weekend at Soldier Field, they'll be 5-4 going into the Packers game. Is it more likely that the Bears are going to be a playoff team this year or finish with what? A top 5, top 8 pick in the NFL draft? What is more likely by the time we get to season's end?
Oh, man. I don't think either is likely. I think they're going to... They already have 4 wins. I feel like they get 6 or 7, which puts them
There are a lot of 2-win teams around the league right now, so they're above those.
I think they're right. And I think last year they had, 10th, 11th pick outside of the first?
Yeah, it was 10 for Odunze.
So,
They were 9th when they took Rome.
Ninth. So, I guess it's right in that. I would imagine they're going to be in the same spot.
Josh, how would you answer that?
I can't imagine. I would pretty much have to agree. They're going through the gauntlet of the schedule. 6 division games out of the last 8. And they got San Francisco and Seattle, not looking likely for more than 7 wins. So I would say that same range, picking around 10 in the first round as well. If they do not beat the Patriots, they've never done in their history, but you have to fire Flus if they lose to the Patriots. After the debacle in Washington, the absolute atrocious play last week against the Cardinals, you lose to the Patriots, you got to fire them.
Yes, without a doubt. And unfortunately, the worst-case scenario is they win 8 games or 9, and they miss the playoffs, and they keep Eberflus, and they think we should run it back.
Yeah. You know, I do like how he's got the defense outside of the Washington last two plays. They've been phenomenal. They had that streak of, what, 13 straight games under 21 points for opponents.
Arizona, man. They got to pull. Yeah, to your point, they got to pull it back together. Because Arizona, I mean, literally what happened at halftime, basically they did a reverse Packers. They did a reverse Packers. Yeah. That Arizona yep. got the ball, and they scored, mm-hmm. but they weren't even trying to score. They just were like, we're going to hand it off, you'll tackle us, we'll go in. And he ran it 50-plus yards. Never happened in NFL history. And then Green Bay obviously decided, we're going to try to score, and then the Lions scored. So the reverse.
Josh, thanks for the call, man. Hopefully you enjoyed having a little Bears talk on Wildy and Tausch this morning. I'm always nervous when we do this. I see the texts that are rolling in here that, why are you guys, this is a Packers show. The Packers are off this weekend, everybody. They're not playing football. There's plenty of conversation that we're still going to get into here when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, the tiers of NFC teams, everything that's going on. We're going to talk with ESPN Radio's Chris Carlin coming up. Jason Wildy's going to be here for everything Packers you want to get into. Don't worry, we're taking advantage of an opportunity that Jim Rutledge, host of Jim, Matt, and Molly weekday afternoons on ESPN Madison from 4 to 6, our resident ESPN Wisconsin Bears fan, is here, and it's a chance to scout the enemy. I'm not a Bears fan. I hate the Bears, but I'm scouting the enemy because the Bears are on the up and up. They're starting. You can tell from Jed. They feel like they got everything right except the head coach here right now and the offensive coordinator. That's something that's good to know with the Bears, the next opponent, by the way, also for the Packers coming out of the bye next weekend. And Jim's already laid out how significant that game could look if the Bears beat the Patriots this weekend. 844-770-3776. Speaking of which, we will review ESPN's NFL analysts and what they have predicted for the second half of the season, including the award they expect one Packers player to come away with. I did not see any Bears players projected for any awards at the end of the season in their analysis, Jim.
They don't have like any Rotten Tomatoes sort of awards.
I do not see that, but maybe I need to keep scrolling. We'll review that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Jesse Nelson, Jim Rutledge in today on Wildy and Tausch. Jesse Nelson, Jim Rutledge today on Wildy and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. Riley Yauch is our producer. Jason and Tausch, just like the Packers and Badgers, enjoying a bye week on this Friday, heading into the weekend. What do you think, Jim? Because I don't remember there ever being another time where both the Packers and the Badgers had a bye week on the same weekend. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that the weekend is cleared out for Badger volleyball and Penn State tomorrow afternoon being the game of the weekend.
Yeah.
And it also, like, it kind of just gives you a full weekend to reset, a full week to reset, really, where it's, all right, both teams, take a break, as Tausch has been saying all week, take a beat, step away from it, and then get back next week with a couple of big games, Packers, Bears, and Wisconsin, Oregon coming back. Do you like the byes being the same for both of our teams?
Not our teams, but I do.
Our state's team.
Well, I say that because it's a little different. That the nice thing that I have here is the Saturdays, I'm watching the Badgers either at Camp Randall or live. So then Sundays, and I've shared this before, so people, pulling back curtain, I don't watch the Packers live because I don't want emotions in it. So I will watch it back with a notebook because then I know how the game's going to play and I can just watch it. And I already have processed the emotions of it, and now I just watch it as an unbiased observer as much as I can be. So
avid fans of Wildy and Tausch will now know that is two Jims related to this show who do not watch the Packers live. Yeah. Jim Rutledge and Jim in Saukville, who watches 4 games at a time.
Well, I don't do that. I stay up late because also it will change a little bit as the weather gets worse, but it's hard for me to be like, hey, I'm gone all day Saturday with a Badger thing, and then on Sunday it's gorgeous outside. How about I just stay inside and the rest of you go kayaking or whatever? So there's two parts to it. One, I have a family, too, and I want to keep that family, too. I don't need to just get all angry on a Sunday. So I watch them back afterwards, and then we'll just figure out what happens and kind of take in with a different eye to it. But for me, like, this week it's nice because there is no Badgers. I can be like, we're watching the Bears because I'm not, like, dialed in. Mm-hmm. So, like, that part is enjoyable, and I do like that. So I don't love the full-on wipeout. I get what you're saying as far as like having the whole weekend.
Just everybody gets the weekend now. Yeah. If you want to watch still games, there's still college games. There's still pro games that are compelling this weekend. But
yeah,
it's not the same emotional investment for many of us Wisconsin sports
fans. I know,
fans.
But it's you're right in the heart of it. And all of a sudden having to gear it down, I think that's the part that hurts. I guess if you're going to do it, though, I'd rather have it be a little bit earlier in the year. You know, for whatever reasons, we can make educated guesses. It's warm all the time now, so like the weather should be nice. But still, if it was like mid-October or like end of September, that'd be nice because then you could like, oh, I could go to like Devil's Lake and go for a hike or something like that.
We will get to ESPN Radio's Chris Carlin coming up next. I don't know if you've noticed in the afternoons, you're now hearing Carlin versus Joe weekdays from noon to 2 on our ESPN Wisconsin stations. Chris Carlin, he is the voice of Rutgers football. He does some play-by-play nationally for ESPN Radio and also hosts this show every afternoon now on our ESPN Wisconsin stations. Chris Carlin is scheduled to appear coming up next. He and Joe Fortenbaugh had a very interesting conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks on their show yesterday. Bucks got a win last night, much needed, to say the least. But the trade rumors are starting to speculate nationally about Giannis and about the state of the Bucks and if this thing is coming to a close in Milwaukee as we've known it for the last 7 or 8 years. So we'll talk with Carlin about that and a lot more coming up. Did see a nice text from Dave and Aaron just a moment ago. Riley flashed up on our video stream here. Didn't know how the show would go today, but not bad on Jelly and Jim in the morning.
Appreciate it. Not bad. I'll take it.
I'll raise a Coors Light to that.
Jim, I was expecting something terrible.
Speaking of Coors Light, by the way, there's a great contest going on in the Madison area you want to tell everyone about.
Yeah, if you're looking to get away this winter, well, now is your chance. Our friends at Coors Light are giving away a Florida experience this December, and you could win. This trip for two includes airfare, hotel voucher, club level tickets, to the Boca Bowl on Wednesday, December 18th, and exclusive access to events surrounding the Boca Bowl. The Boca Bowl, if you don't know, is in Boca Raton, Florida. All you have to do is order an ice-cold Coors Light and scan the QR code at any of the following locations, which could be Wando's, Red Zone, Draft House, Tanner's, or Pooley's in the Madison area. Winners will be announced on Wisconsin College Game Day, Friday, November 29th.
And honestly, the Boca Bowl experience is great. You're getting to go to Southern Florida in the heart of winter.
Yes.
That's the big thing that's going
and
on here.
The stadium, I'll tell you this, you can see the palm trees and you can see the ocean from the stadium.
It is really cool. I've been there too. It's an amazing experience. So this isn't just your run-of-the-mill bowl game. You get to go to this awesome bowl game experience and you get to enjoy Southern Florida for a few days. How about that? Check it out at all those respective locations in Madison. Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio, Carlin versus Joe, scheduled to appear coming up next on Wilde and Tausch. Jim Rutledge on Wilde and Tausch today. Jason and Tausch both on assignment as the Packers and Badgers head into their shared bye weekend this weekend. You may have noticed a change in the afternoons on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves. Now, every weekday from noon to 2 following this show, you hear Carlin versus Joe featuring Chris Carlin and Joe Fortenbaugh on ESPN Radio. And it is our pleasure now to be joined by one of the hosts of that show, not Joe, Carlin. Chris Carlin of ESPN Radio joins us on Wilde and Tausch. Chris, thanks so much for making the time and sharing it with us here this morning. How are you on this beautiful Friday?
It's always awesome to be introduced as not Joe.
At least you're being introduced, though, right?
It feels about right.
Hey, I heard a rumor, and Tausch was a little bummed that he was going to be off today and not be able to catch up with you, because I heard a rumor you guys grabbed a dinner together a few weeks ago when Wisconsin was playing Rutgers out in New Jersey, or the voice of Rutgers football as well. Is that true?
Well, we didn't grab a meal together, but we spent time together. We spent considerable pregame time together. And here's the thing, like, Tausch is a guy that, for someone like me, I see that dude and I think, right away, he gets me. He gets me. And I know that we're going to be on the same wavelength with a lot of things. And primarily, I'm talking about, you know, whatever we're going to be eating for lunch or something like that. We're going to understand what our collective priorities are going to be. So even though we don't spend a lot of time together, certainly not nearly as much as I would like, I just know that in spirit, we're always there.
So forgive me for misunderstanding. You didn't share a meal together. You shared time discussing meals together, which is common misconception.
Exactly.
Chris Carlin of ESPN Radio. Carlin versus Joe. Weekday afternoons from noon to 2 joining us here on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. Carlin, we always love catching up with whether it's you or Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, anyone with a national perspective of Jordan Love and the state of the Green Bay Packers here at the bye week, coming off the loss to the Lions, but still overall a productive first half of this season, battling injuries and whatnot. What's your national perspective on the state of the Green Bay Packers entering this second weekend of November?
So I picked the Packers at the beginning of the year to go to the Super Bowl. I've been a big Jordan Love advocate. Yes, he has been dealing with the injuries. I won't lie and tell you that I haven't been a little bit disappointed with when he has been playing. He's played all right. He hasn't. The interceptions are bothersome because that number's back up. And am I going to be looking at what happened in the first half of last year again? Because I think it's asking way too much to expect what he did in the second half with 18 touchdowns and one pick. I would expect him to play well. I mean, you're sitting here at 6-3. What is there really to complain a whole lot about? I would expect that at some point the Vikings would come a little bit back to earth. And the Packers are clearly a playoff team. It's just, what is second half of the season Jordan Love going to look like from a health standpoint and from a performance standpoint?
Carlin, if you're saying what's there to complain about at 6-3, I need to introduce you to Green Bay Game Night, our post-game show after every Packers game on Sundays, because I got to admit, it's been generally negative throughout many, even when the Packers have won some of these games in the first half of the season.
I get it. I understand why people are maybe a little bit skeptical when you lose to the Lions the other day after you won four straight, but the Lions, can we just be honest about something? Can everybody kind of just admit it? At least at the moment, the Lions are playing. They are certainly the best team in the AFC or in the NFC, and they're right there with the Chiefs. And I think the Lions have a bit of a chip on their shoulder right now of, this is where we are headed, this is who we are, and this is what we are going to show you. Now, does that mean you don't beat them in a one-game, moment in the playoffs? No. No, but the Lions are, I can't get that upset about that game, even though they lost it at home, because the Lions are really freaking good, are really good, and I still don't think people even really understand that.
I had a question that I brought up to Evan Cohen yesterday on my show, Jim, Matt, and Molly, and it's this idea that Packer fans, and I've kind of thought this for a while, and they've kind of given themselves a nickname in Titletown with the quarterbacks, that there's a world where Jordan Love might turn out, and I think these quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. Most teams would take these quarterbacks to be Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott level quarterback, Kirk Cousins-esque even. And I feel like that won't be good enough for Packer fans, and Titletown's going to melt down. But like, do you think that's a possibility that Jordan Love could end up just being a Pro Bowl quarterback who's really, really good, who's not a Hall of Famer, but 27 NFL teams would take?
Yeah, it's called being spoiled for 30 years. That's what it is. I mean, let's be real. Please give me the other towns that have had the most important position on the field, the other organizations that have had that lockdown for literally a 30-year stretch. I'm waiting. Yeah.
We're done.
You just have to be realistic about this situation. Look at everybody else in your division at quarterback during that stretch. Can we just admit that it's been incredibly fortunate to have that be the case? And if Jordan Love is a tick or two below Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, that doesn't all of a sudden make him Zach Wilson. I mean, geez. Let's say, if people are upset by that, you really have to get out of your Green Bay bubble and look around and this is disrespectfully, get a clue if that's how you're feeling about it. I think if he is just that, and it's very possible he could be just that, I mean, welcome to the NFL. Everybody else has been dealing with with it for 30 years while you have it.
It's just not as fun doing the way everyone else does. You know, it's been nice having that solidified for literally my entire life. I just turned 33 earlier this week. I've been set my entire conscious life at quarterback in Green Bay. Like, it's been awesome.
You have literally never known a life where you had to watch somebody like Daniel Jones go play quarterback. And it has to, I mean, I guess ignorance is bliss, because that must be bliss.
There was a portion of the 2018 season that Brett Hundley started a couple of games. Couple of games.
Oh, my. How did you ever make it through that four-game stretch?
You had Malik Willis this year. You didn't even
have that. Malik Willis, we're undefeated. People want Malik Willis in there instead of Jordan Love against the Lions last week. That's literally what some of the conversation has been.
Chris, that's the other thing. When you've lost your guy this year, the other guy who was basically left for dead by Tennessee comes in and he's playing great.
Magic elixir up here. Chris Carlin.
What's in that elixir? Because when they leave, something's wrong.
True. Carlin versus Joe, weekday afternoons, noon to 2 on ESPN Wisconsin. Carlin, yesterday afternoon, we heard you and Joe having a conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks, which it's kind of ironic that I think nationally the Bucks sometimes have more interest than they do locally here during the football season. The Bucks got off to a terrible start this year. They were 1-6 before beating the Utah Jazz last night, but we're already seeing Brian Windhorst, among many others, that are sharing what they may or may not know about potential trade speculation. And it seems like every time you national people do this, when the Bucks have a little losing streak, where's Giannis gonna go? Giannis to the Knicks, Giannis to the Bulls, let's get Giannis out of Milwaukee. When are you guys just gonna stop having that conversation and say he's loyal to Milwaukee and has been for more than a decade?
He has been loyal to Milwaukee, and I don't, there's no knock on that. I think things have changed with Giannis a little bit the last couple of years. I don't know that he's going to force his way out. But understand, like, how the league has functioned for a long time. We sit, we watch, we wait for the superstars who are not winning, who are not named Steph Curry, to want to force their way out of a situation. And I would say 75% of the time we're right. You know, so right now, those two are going to be Giannis, and they're going to be Joel Embiid. Now, I think, look at Giannis as a whole. You have what happened last year with the whole coaching situation, which was clearly, even though they were playing well, a bit of a mess and something that most of the players felt like needed to be changed. And so they did. Doc comes in, is immediately equipped with excuses as to why they're not going to win. Right away, and look, I just got here. We're in the middle of it. You know, we've got these players; they're banged up. They got this. They got that. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of Doc. And now here we are. And I'm, admittedly, I have not watched every Doc press conference this year, but I'm waiting for the excuses to start rolling in as to why they're not doing it. So, it's kind of a natural progression. It's not a Milwaukee thing. I don't want anybody to feel like that. The same thing is happening with Joel Embiid in Philadelphia.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because I'm a Bucks fan, but I mean I listen to a lot of national media. Bucks fans getting their feelings. Wisconsinites getting their feelings anytime national media talks about it. But it makes sense. There is a world that is not that far out there that if they don't do well this year, Dame is old and like basically untradeable. You're not going to get a lot for him. There's no other assets on this team that anyone wants. And if this team falls apart, of course Giannis would want out. Chris Middleton can't play. So it is not insane to say that this team might be done, because there's no exit strategy for the Bucks if it doesn't work. Because you're not going to get a lot for Dame. You're going to get nothing for Chris. And then nobody else wants any of the other players. And your draft picks, you drafted teenagers.
Yeah. And look, every team in the league, the way the league is structured right now, is going to find themselves in that position one way or another. Here's, again, what to be happy about. I'm not saying it's over, but you got a title out of it. You got at least one out of it. So understand that. Most places don't get that.
Yes.
Catching up with...
Would you rather have been, you know, watching James Harden do the same thing, who's done it in multiple places? No, obviously not.
Yeah.
And again, it's not Giannis is going to not be loyal to Milwaukee. That's not the case. It has more to do with this is what we naturally do, because there's the evidence there to back it up.
Just feel this is almost a tradition unlike any other. Every year in the NBA season, sometime before February, the Bucks have a 4 or 5 game losing streak, and there's suddenly all the shows in the afternoons are saying, "Oh, when's Giannis going to get traded? Is this going to?" And it never happens. And
I hope it doesn't.
We just got to that point early this year. Is all.
I hope for your sake it doesn't happen either, but. I mean, come on. Can we not start the season 1-5 or 1-6?
Yeah, it was tough. Not looking good. Not looking good early out of the gates.
Hey, here's an idea. The way to fix it, win. I mean, that would help.
Would be nice. Chris Carlin joining us in the afternoons. Carlin versus Joe. Weekdays noon to 2 on our ESPN Wisconsin airwaves. Jesse Nelson, Jim Rutledge in for Wildy and Tausch here this morning. Chris, before we let you go, we'd be remiss if we didn't go down this path with you because you are in the presence here of some illustrious high school sports play-by-play broadcasters, myself included. Riley Yauch is on the call of our Prep Mania coverage tonight. Jay, you've called state championships before.
I'm not getting good at it, though.
Well,
you guys are good.
Chris, what happened with you on Saturday? For those who missed this, I know this has been a moment for you that's gone viral. Here is what it sounded like when Chris Carlin was on the ESPN radio call of Florida and Georgia on Saturday afternoon.
Close here in Jacksonville.
That is the end of the third quarter.
Georgia 20, Florida 13 with 15 minutes to go. This is college football. Excuse me, this is college football on ESPN Radio. Oh my God.
I mean, there are just some brilliant parts of that.
Chris, what happened?
It was a cough at the wrong time. And it's the second time in about 3 months it's happened. First time in a game, the other time it happened on the show with Joe, where you just couldn't get out of it. Like, what is that? And immediately my wife was listening. It's like, did I just lose you? Is it over? at that point, is she immediately on the dating apps? Like, how quickly did that happen? But, it was not my best moment. But certainly, here's the thing. Like, I'll post videos of, stuff from behind the scenes in the booth and all that kind of thing. Naturally, like, no call that I ever make is ever going to get that kind of attention. But if I almost die, here's 175,000 watching. Yeah, so you have to put it out there because content is king, boys. Well,
that's what the people want. Chris, you do a fantastic job. I've heard many of your calls on ESPN Radio, and obviously your new show, or your show that's new to our audience, noon to 2 in the afternoons on ESPN Wisconsin. Carlin versus Joe. You can catch it after Wildy and Tausch every single day here on ESPN Wisconsin. Thanks so much for the time. Thanks for sharing your national perspective, and we look forward to catching up and hearing you every afternoon on ESPN Wisconsin.
I think we're going to call it Joe versus not Joe from now on. Thanks, guys.
Chris Carlin, Joe versus not Joe, every weekday afternoon on ESPN Wisconsin. I love his insight, and I always love hearing the national perspective. When whether it's Chris Carlin, Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, we're so fortunate to be joined by so many of the national ESPN radio hosts that have this just different view of how Wisconsin sports is seen. We're so close to it. And I love when he said, like, you're 6-3. What's there to complain about? Well, what's there to complain about?
Right.
I mean... A lot going on around here. I just listened to this show this week. It's been crazy.
Well, I was just glad he agrees with my working theory on the Packers, where I honestly think Jordan Love's going to be – I think Baker Mayfield and Dak Prescott are very good. I think Kirk Cousins is very good. I think that could be very likely where he lands. And most teams, including the teams that had those guys, maybe at the end they're annoyed, would take it. But I have this feeling that Jordan Love might just be Kirk Cousins, who's a hell of a quarterback, fringe Hall of Famer, Matt Ryan. But – when you have those two in Favre and Rodgers in front of you, it's going to be looked as lesser, which is insane. I mean, if he's Matt Ryan, are you upset?
I'd like the championship and not the blown championship, but besides that, if we're just talking statistically and career trajectory, absolutely I'd be happy
with
Matt Ryan.
But the whole thing, no championships, just the stats.
Well, no. I wanna,
very, very good.
That's unfair. I mean, I always hate that argument. You're always going to pick a champion. If Malik Willis gets you a championship and then he fades out the next year, you're going to take that.
I didn't say pick Rodgers or Favre. But I said that if he just turns out to be a quarterback who accumulates a lot of stats, maybe gets one crack at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Here's how I like to have this conversation. Not counting postseason. Just regular season, career, stats, length, If you get Matt Ryan from Jordan Love, yes, sign me up for that.
Okay.
I'd be happy with that for a good decade in Green Bay.
I think that's a good way to look at it. I don't disagree. I think most teams would be thrilled with that. And you should be. Like, that's actually a great pick by Goody.
Special thanks again, Chris Carlin, ESPN Radio. Carlin versus Joe in the afternoons, weekdays, noon to 2 on ESPN, Wisconsin. Now, what the heck? Jason and Tausch aren't here, and we're still way over on the clock here. How does this even happen? I thought it was always them. Maybe it's me. In 2 minutes, I keep telling you we're going to get to these ESPN national NFL analyst projections for the second half of the season. We're going to do that. Jim Rutledge's tiers of NFC teams are still to come. Can't wait to get to that. And Jason Wilde scheduled to appear before show's end. Don't go anywhere. The 10 o'clock hour. Wilde and Tausch with Jesse Nelson and Jim Rutledge today as your Cousin Subs of the Day starts in 2 minutes.